we inquired about a couple of players yesterday, but you know, basically it's hard to compete against other clubs in our division, so and the division below as well. So it's very frustrating, but it is what it is. Just got to get on with it and see if we can get the player or two in that will affect our first team, you know, and certainly make the squad stronger. We've been a little bit depleted because we've lost two from it, and the idea was just to try and replace them with one or two coming in, so just to freshen it up. But at the minute, as I say, you know, we have inquired about one or two, and we've been left not having the finances to be able to afford them. So, as I say, we'll move on to the next targets and remain positive and try and get someone in, one or two in, you know, before the window shuts next week.
How frustrating is it, though, when you see other clubs around the bottom of the table in that sort of mini-league in the bottom half spending money seemingly like there's no tomorrow?
That's the game, though, isn't it? You know, they look at position in the league and think, right, we've got to do something about it, let's get better players in. You know, you look at the likes of Forest Green and go and get the likes of Ruben Reid, who's been one of the top strikers at this level for many years. There's a couple of players who are going to other clubs in and around us. Looks like it'll happen today. Yeah, but it is, as I say, we can't do nothing about whatever everyone else is doing. You know, they're all looking to invest and freshen the squads up and try and improve, and we're no different. As I said all along, the biggest frustrating thing for me is the training, you know, where we can train. And when you look at the clubs in and around us, they've got better facilities, and now, you know, the flex and the financial muscle as well. So we are left behind in those couple of departments. But what we are doing, we've got a big heart. We're battling away. We're turning decent enough performances, and you know, we've put points on the board over the last few weeks, and that's what we'll continue to do. And it doesn't matter if no one comes in, if one comes in, if two comes in. You know, we've got to make sure we do what we can to improve and try and get up the table and away from the dreaded bottom two.
Yeah, it's another home game where, because it's so tight in this part of the league, 3 points on Saturday makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
It does at any time, yeah. You know, keep going on about performances and creating chances and things like that, but, you know, I would take a scrappy 1-0, a smash and grab. As I said, we've never had one of them this season. And I've got to be honest, I think Mansfield won against us when we played them recently at their place. I think it was only one team who's going to win it, and they did us in the 89th minute. But again, numerous chances created. We just only took one on the day. That's what we're going to continue to do, is create the chances, and when they come along, is take them. Or, as I say, don't have a chance, hit someone on the backside, go on the back of the net and get away with 1-0. You know, it doesn't matter how it comes, we need to take results. So that's what we'll look to do. It's another tough game. One we're looking forward to. We're back at home, and hopefully we can take something from it.